What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. Hope you guys are having a great day as always. So this lesson right here is per request of one of my students, Maria. And just like I'm doing for Maria, if you guys have any questions, I will be more than glad or more than happy to teach about what you're asking so that you can understand it. So what I'm going to teach you today and what Maria asked is, when do you use do and when do you use make? What is the difference? What are some examples? And how can you yourself know when to use it? So that's what we're going to talk about in this lesson. But as you guys know, all my lessons are 100% free, and that's because they're sponsored. So sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get into teaching you the difference between do and make. Thanks so much for listening to that sponsor. You guys have no idea how much it means to me that you're willing to do that in order to learn English, and also provides the opportunity for other students to learn English as well. So like I said in the introduction, today we're going to talk about the difference between two verbs, and then the verbs are do and make, which they frequently confuse students, but we're going to learn how to use them, order some examples, and try to give you guys some clarity on this. So let's jump right into the lesson, not to waste any of you guys' time. So when do you use do? Okay, that sounds funny. When do you use do? It's a funny phrase, but do is used as follows. So I'm going to give you some examples of how it is used, and make sure you listen. And if you can, if you have a pencil, make sure you're writing this down, because it's super important to know the difference between these two, and you need to write it down so you'll have it with you and not be dependent upon just listening to this lesson, okay? So do is used when talking about work, job, or task. But notice this, they do not produce any physical object. So I'm going to say that again. Do is used when talking about work, jobs, or task. Note, they do not produce any physical objects. So there's nothing being produced out of them that is something physical. And something physical is something you can touch. A physical object is not being produced, okay? Like if a woman gets pregnant, she has a baby. That's a physical object that's being produced, okay? So here are some examples of how the verb do is used. Have you done your homework? Okay, done. Okay, that's the phrase. That's a tense of do. I have guests visiting tonight, so I should start doing the housework now. I have guests visiting tonight, so I should start doing the housework now. Or you could say, I wouldn't like to do that job. Okay, so those are some examples, but I want to give you a little bit more about this verb do. Do is used when we refer to activities in general without being specific. So like I said in the first one, I have guests visiting tonight, so I should start doing the housework. That's very general. It's not specific. It just says housework. That could be vacuuming. That could be washing the dishes. That could be making the bed. All kinds of things, but it's in general. It's not specific. So you would say do. Okay? So here are some examples. Hurry up. I've got things to do. So I've got things to do. That's not specific. That's just general. Don't just stand there, do something. So if someone, say if you were standing around at work and your boss comes up to you and says, don't just stand there, do something, okay? So that's being in general. And I'll use that example also to tell you more about make. Or is there anything I can do to help you? So that's in general, like anything that you're saying, okay? So we sometimes use do to replace a verb when the meaning is clear or obvious. This is most common in formal spoken English, okay? So this is what I'm just going to give you an example. So do I need to do my hair? So you would say that, do I need to do my hair? Have you done the dishes yet? Okay, or I'll do the kitchen if you do the lawn. So do clean, do mow, okay? You can use it in that sense if you're going to replace the specific verb, okay? So say if you want to say, do I need to do my hair? So you could say, do I need to brush my hair? But if you want to replace that verb, you can put do in there, okay? You would not say, have you made the dishes yet? You would say, have you done, if you want to replace the verb washed, okay? So that's a few examples of do. I promise, even if you're like, okay, I still don't understand, I'll explain a little bit more. But let's get into make. When do you use make? Make is producing, constructing, creating, or building something new. That's what you need to make sure you write down. Make is for producing, construction, create. I'm gonna say it one more time. Make is for producing, construction, creating, or building something new, or constructing. That's the word we'll use. So it is also used to indicate the origin of a product or materials that is being used to make something. So you're like, what in the world, Justin? I promise that'll make sense. So listen to this. His wedding ring is made of gold. So gold was used to produce the ring. So remember, make is when it's talking about producing something. So you would say make or made. So the wedding ring is made of gold. You would not say the wedding ring is due of gold, okay? So, wine is made from grapes. Wine is made from grapes. Okay. The watches were made in Switzerland. So something was produced, created, constructed, or built. Okay. So that is one reason you would know you need to talk about do and make. So if something is produced, something is made, something is created, you would use make. Okay. We also use make for producing an action or reaction. So here's some examples. Onions make your eyes water. Onions make your eyes water. Onions are producing tears in your eyes. So you would use make. You make me happy. You are producing that happy feeling in me. So that is why you would say make. Something is being produced, okay? It is not my fault. My brother made me do it. It is not my fault. My brother made me do it. So the brother is the one who produced that action in them. So they made it. You would use make, okay? You can you make before certain nouns about plans and decisions. So you use make before certain nouns about plans or decisions. It's like, Justin, what does that mean? Here's an example. He made arrangements to finish work early. He made arrangements to finish work early. They're making plans for the weekend. Okay, something is being produced. They're making the arrangements. They're making plans. I hope you're trying to get what I'm trying to say. Do has to do with, let me read you guys that exact definition so you get it. So do is used when you talk about work, jobs, or tasks. But remember, they do not produce anything. So hurry up. I've got things to do. Have you done your homework? Nothing is being produced there, okay? But when you use make, remember, it's talking about something being produced. So that's one of the main things that's the difference between those two, okay? And also, we use make when you're talking about speaking or sounds, okay? So when you talk about plans or decisions or speaking or sounds, okay? So anytime you're talking about plans, you're going to say, did you make the plans? Did you make the time to go to work and stuff like that? Or you want to talk about sounds. She made a nice comment about my dress. She made a nice comment about my dress. That's a comment. Someone said that, okay? The baby is asleep, so don't make any noise. The baby is asleep, so don't make any noise. Remember, it's referring to a sound or someone speaking. Here's another thing that's important. We use make with food, drink, and meals. We use make with food, drink, and meals. I made a cake for her birthday. She made a cup of tea. I must go now. I have to make dinner. I must go now. I have to make dinner. So if you can remember those sections, you'll do really good with the verb make. So when you talk, anytime you're talking about food or meals or drinks, anytime you're talking about someone speaking or a sound they made, or anytime you're talking about plans or decisions, you're going to use make, okay? And then remember, it's always producing something for there. So let's see if there's anything else. If I have any more examples. So here's some examples. You use do when you talk about work, jobs, or tasks, or when you talk about non-specific activities. So do the homework. It's got to do with the job or task. Do the housework. Do a good job. Do the chores. Nothing specific there, okay? You use do when you talk about non-specific activities. Do something. Do anything. Do nothing. Do everything. Or when you replace a verb when obvious, okay? So do your hair replaces brush your hair. Do the dishes replaces wash the dishes. Do the exam replaces take the exam. Do the laundry replaces fold the laundry, okay? So that's how that breaks down. But now when you're using make, remember, that's going to have to do with food, drink, and meals. It's going to have to do with producing a product or what was made of that product, something that produces or creates something, plans and decisions, and speaking, okay? So I'm going to post a picture on my Facebook that's going to explain this, but I wanted you guys to hear this so that you can do it. I may give you guys a test on it. If you want me to do a test to see if you really understand this, just send me a message on Facebook and say, hey, Justin, let's do a test on this. I want to make sure I got it. But I wanted to just do this quick lesson to make sure you got some examples of how to use do and make, because I know it can be confusing. But if you can remember those sections, you'll do a whole lot better with speaking English. But I hope you guys have a great day. And as always, have fun learning English.